All right. Once again, drivers coming in. Appreciate you being here. We got about a minute left. Think I see some familiar phone numbers. You guys are all muted right now. We'll tell you how to raise your hand if you have a question in a little bit. Chad is our host, and I can see he's getting all set up now. We are recording this, so you guys obviously cannot see us because y'all are on the phone, but this is on Teams, so it's a video conference, and we're going to record it, and we'll send out the video recording when we're done here. So if you want to go back and watch it and actually see us on the screen, you can do that if you want to. And if you like the audio-only option, we're also going to put it in the podcast section of the CRE Toolbox app, and you'll be able to go and listen to it there. So, Chad, we are already recording, and we can just get started whenever you are ready.
Well, and I'm ready, always ready for this. It's good to be on our monthly town hall call for the month of June. Of course, this is an awesome opportunity for the executives of the company to listen to our driver force and interact with our driver team. And we're so grateful for all of you. And a long tradition of us listening to what's going on out on the road, as far as experiencing it ourselves as we get out on the road ourselves. About 6 weeks ago, we had many of our executives out on the road together in Southern California, and we enjoyed that experience. So we have a lot of good things for you today, and then we will be opening it up for driver calls. So first thing that I'd like to do is have a safety update. We've got our Director of Accident Prevention on the phone with us. That's Colin England. Go ahead, Colin.
Thanks, Chad. It's good to be with all you drivers. The first message that I wanted to get across to all of you is just a reminder to watch the safety videos and how important these safety videos are. We work really hard on these videos. You know, myself, Aaron, Chad, Josh, Zach, TJ, every month we get together, we talk about the topic. We put together information that is timely and important, and we get tremendous success with how many of you watch the videos. Just about everybody does, which is excellent. I just want to encourage you, please pay attention, listen, apply the things that we teach to you. There's a lot of great things taught in this month's safety video, as there always is. It being summer, this is a great time to be a driver. I got my license in the summer many, many years ago, and having the sun up for as many hours as it is really nice as a truck driver. I'm sure all of you can relate to that. You have so much daylight. It's a lot of fun. The weather's usually good. You don't have to stress as much about weather, although there can still be adverse weather, of course. But, you know, pay attention to those construction zones, lots of those popping up in the summer. I think the biggest thing for me in the summer is just a reminder to watch your fatigue levels. As the sun is up for many, many hours a day, sometimes you may feel like you're never going to get tired, but really pay attention to that. And make sure you're monitoring those fatigue levels. There's also a great section at the end. Aaron did a great job. Chad had done this many, many years ago, but Aaron did it recently about fire prevention, showing you guys what causes fires, how to put them out, what kinds of things to pay attention to. And then maybe most importantly, he references some trainings that we have in your toolbox app where you can learn how to use descent control. So I'd strongly encourage you to watch the video, watch them every single month. We're so grateful to all of you, and thanks for all that you do.
Thanks, Colin. And Colin will be here on the call as well as many of our other executives to answer questions that may come up during this call. Next, let's go and do our customer spotlight. We have Mary O'Toole our Senior Director of Sales, to do the spotlight this month. Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you, Chad. This month's customer spotlight is Church & Dwight. Church & Dwight is a U.S. consumer goods company focused on personal care, household, and specialty products. It was founded in 1847 and is headquartered in Ewing, New Jersey. It is the parent company to some many well-known brands such as Arm & Hammer, Nair, and OxiClean. The company generates more than $5.4 billion in annual revenue and offers everyday essentials like laundry detergent, air fresheners, baking sodas, and oral hygiene products. This year, they are a new customer of ours. We brought them on and was awarded primary carrier status on 500 loads per year across six different lanes. Four lanes support the over-the-road division, and a couple of other lanes support our dedicated fleets on filling empty miles. Church & Dwight is a strong fit for our organization with shared priorities around trust, commitment, and a high standard of customer service. The relationship is something we can build on over time by delivering consistent performance, increasing volume, and positioning Church & Dwight as a long-term core customer. All of our drivers are integral parts of this partnership, and we thank you for everything that you do.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary. And Mary will be on this call, as well as many others from sales, to answer questions and listen to our drivers. We're excited about that. We have a few more announcements that I'd like to make. First is we have some awesome customer awards. Not sure if you've heard about these, but Target announced that we were their yard provider of the year and their middle mile carrier of the year. So two outstanding awards from Target that our wonderful drivers and professional drivers on those accounts have earned. And another one, this one's safety related, Intermodal, our entire Intermodal division has gone over 2 years without a preventable DOT accident. What an awesome achievement. And talking about being safe and on time every time, that's every time for 2 years. Way cool there. Another one, I'm actually going to try and share for anybody that's watching on the screen. This is the website homepage. And if you can see that on the screen, it is listing CR England on the Children Fed line at 14,994,899 children fed since we started the One Initiative in 2018. And, of course, we are really creeping up on that 15 million number. That'll be quite a milestone for us to achieve together as a company. And, of course, with every load we deliver, we feed a hungry child. We partner with, I believe it's 26 food banks in the United States and Mexico. And so drivers, if you're listening to this, you can go in your CRE toolbox if you haven't already, and you can choose which food bank you'd like the loads, the meals from the loads that you're delivering, where they would go. So you can send them to a local child near where you live and support your own community. But we're so proud of that and so lucky to work together and feed so many deserving children. So this is a great initiative that we've been doing for a long time. Thank you for all that you put into it. And now we'll go to Darren Wingard with a couple of announcements. Go ahead, Darren. He's, of course, hosting the call and our VP of HR.
Thanks, Chad. A few quick announcements for everybody. Number one, we did road team orientation last week, last Monday and Tuesday in Salt Lake City for three new drivers who joined the road team. And I want to shout out to them, recognize them, and welcome them again to the team. It's Rob Carter and Paul LeBay. They're from Walmart SoCal Dedicated, and Billy Findley from Walmart Dedicated in Casa Grande, Arizona. So they are now on the road team, and you all as our drivers out there will be hearing from them, and, you know, feel free to reach out to the road team anytime. and leverage us when you need help or you have questions. Number two, also a new addition to the team that I want to welcome that you guys are all going to be hearing from quite a bit. We have a new driver relations manager as of last Monday. His name is Tyler Hunsaker, and he is a great example of a driver who is now moving into management. And we've had a lot of drivers over the years who have done this. It just shows the potential that you all have at CR England, the potential career path that you can have even as a driver. And in fact, if you look at some of our top executives, Kirk Freemuth, for example, president of Dedicated, started out as a driver. Tracy Brown, VP of Dedicated Operations, started out as a driver. Kirk is president of Truckload Services. I want to make sure I get his title right. Want to make sure we get that right. So it just shows the career path that you can have here at CR England, even starting as a driver. So Tyler comes to us after 3 years driving on the Dollar Tree dedicated account in Ridgefield, Washington. So all of you dollar store guys out there, he's a fellow dollar store guy, and he knows what it's like and what you guys go through out there. So we're happy to have him on the team. He will be taking over all of the driver relations, driver recognition, driver rewards, all of that stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about. He's going to be taking all of that over. So once we get him trained in, you're going to be hearing from and seeing Tyler a lot. And then lastly, I want to announce our terrific results that we had this past Saturday in the annual Utah Truck Driving Championship, or what we call the Truck Rodeo at CR England. And we did really well. We had 11 drivers compete out of about 150 that were out there competing from about a dozen different companies. And our little team, we did really well. So we had Rob Morris from the Walmart SoCal Dedicated Fleet take second place in the sleeper category. And we had Gene Luther, also from Walmart SoCal Dedicated. He took second place in the day cab category. And that's terrific results for us. Great team this year, great support team this year. And I just wanted to announce that to everybody and congratulate the team, and most especially Rob and Gene for that great accomplishment. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Darren. I was able to attend the Truck Rodeo this year, and I want to thank all those that participated. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for all those that came out to support. We actually had a rally couple days before that to honor all the drivers. And on that day, out back at CR England headquarters, we were able to honor Jeff Baumgartner. Jeff is a retired driver who was with us for 48 years. He was our most tenured driver at the time of his retirement with 5 million accident-free miles. And we actually received an honorary certificate from Derek Bars, who's the top guy at the FMCSA. He's the administrator of the FMCSA that recognized Jeff for this amazing achievement of 5 million safe miles in 48 years with our company. So that was a special moment to be able to recognize Jeff. We love our drivers, and we're particularly fond of all those that strive for that million miles and really go for it and try and do things the right way. So thanks to all of you for doing things the right way. With that said, it's time to get going on our calls. So let's open it up for questions. Who we got first, Darren?
Okay. For those of you that are on, again, you're all muted, but if you want to ask a question, if you will hit star 5 on your phone, if you can safely hit star 5 on your phone, that will raise your hand on our screen. If you cannot do that safely, then just focus on your driving, please. And do not have your phone in your hand. Got to be hands-free. So having said that, first up is Paul Simon, frequent caller into the show here. So, Paul, I'm going to click on you, and you know the drill. Hit star six when you hear the voice talking to you coming from the team's meeting here.
You there, Paul?
Sometimes it takes a second.
Hello.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Hi, Paul.
Okay. Hello, and good morning. I have two questions for you guys. One is specifically evolving around a rumor that I heard at the Colton Yard that the doctor that did the physicals and stuff had passed away. And I was wondering about some clarification on that and whether or not we were going to be getting a new doctor to replace him in order to continue the amazing service that we had there for getting our physicals and stuff renewed. And the second one was, can we please get an updated list of all of the fuel locations that are outside of the standard Love's, TA, and Petro's in Southern California? I had an issue last week where one of the SC fuels was down, and because it was down, I called the fuel department and had a run around on trying to find a location to go fuel up while I was almost out of fuel. And so that's why I was wondering if we could possibly get an update on that so we know all the current locations in Southern California that are approved and in network.
Okay, good questions, Paul. Let's see, who can help us with the Colton doctor question? I see, Brian, I see your hand up. Go ahead, Brian Evans.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah, Chad, so unfortunately, yes, Dr. Davis did pass away. He did provide us a very valuable and a thankful service for sure, and he will be greatly missed. Unfortunately, we haven't got a new doctor in place. I know that there has been some talk from the new hire compliance side that Wayne Cederholm has been kind of working on trying to maybe refill that position. But if you're having issues and you need to get a DOT physical, please reach out to the compliance department. We can set something up for you, and we can find something there in the Colton area that'll work until we can kind of figure out if we're going to start having a doctor at the Colton Yard.
Okay. Well, thanks for the answer on that one, Brian. And so sounds like we'll have some word out on that pretty soon. And next, Ron, I'll go over to you on the fuel question. What can you tell us about fuel stops?
Yeah, as far as stops in California, in addition to Love's and TA Petro, Paul, you're correct. All SC Fuels locations are in network. So we've negotiated discounts across the SC Fuels network that allows us to get nearly the same pricing as TA Petro or Love's. And we actually prefer you not go out a route to get to a TA Petro or Love's if you can get to an SC Fuels. And that's typically how the optimizer will direct you. Now, I wasn't aware that one of those SC Fuels locations was out. We did have, this has been several months ago, we did have a couple of occasions where SC Fuels acknowledged to us they were going to be down for a short amount of time because they ended up taking delivery of bad fuel. And so we removed those from the optimizer for a couple of days, and they were able to solve their fuel issue and get back up and running. I'd love to hear more, not on this call, but I'd love to hear more on what the runaround you got was from the fuel attendant. I know Kenna Wilson's listening to the call. Kenna, if you just reach out directly to Paul, we can get his phone number. I'm sure Darren has his number, and Paul will get more information on what that runaround was. And if we need to do some additional training on the call center, we're happy to do that.
We'll be happy to do so.
One other thought on the SC Fuels thing. I actually fueled up there last month in California at one of their stops, and it was so tight getting in and out of that I hesitate to even call it a truck stop, a fuel station. It was just so tight. So drivers, if you're going in and out of those, be careful. They're not, at least I heard another one was pretty small too, maybe more, but you know, as with any spot, if you slow down, go on creep mode and are careful, that's in your best interest. But we're always trying to get the biggest, best truck stops to work with us. We've, you know, directly talked to Loves and TA, trying to get more fuel stops, particularly in Southern California, that they can help us with. So we're always evaluating and trying to upgrade the places that we can get in there. But of course, the accountability, the responsibility for keeping yourself safe, drivers, is on you. And regardless of the circumstances that are around you, you got to find a way to do it the right way, safe and on time every time. So thanks, Paul, for your call. Ron, do you have something else you want to add?
Yeah, one more comment. Since we're talking about SC Fuels, I just wanted to clarify a particular unique question that comes up when you're swiping your card at SC Fuels location. They use a different point of sale device than Loves or TA Petro. And you will get the question that just asks reefer question mark. I want to make sure everyone understands, and we've had some problems with this. It's not asking whether or not you're dragging a reefer into the fuel station or whether it's a dry van. It's asking whether the fuel you are pumping is going into the truck or the reefer. So when you get that reefer prompt and you're pumping that fuel into the tractor, please put no so that that fuel is correctly coded as tractor fuel, not reefer fuel. A lot of drivers think that that reefer question is whether or not what it's questioning what type of equipment they're connected to. It's not. It's questioning how you want to code that particular fuel transaction as either a reefer fuel transaction or a tractor fuel transaction. So just a quick clarification. I experienced that myself. I fueled at the Colton facility a few weeks ago, and I noticed that was a confusing question. So just clarification for everyone.
Hey, Paul, you still there? He may have hung up already, but I want to think.
No, I'm still here.
You're still there? Okay. Well, I wanted to thank you. My records in front of me are showing that you have delivered 966 loads without an accident. So that's you're coming up on 500,000 safe miles, and that is awesome. So I wanted to thank you for that. Thank you for your participation and good questions on this call so many times.
My tip to everybody on how to do that is to just follow the simple thing for truck drivers, which is patience. That's the ultimate thing that I use, is patience. I never rush anywhere, like ever. If it comes down to getting a load somewhere on time, my priority is to get there. Whether or not I make it there on time, that comes down to working with my dispatch and just maneuvering through everything. But my goal is to get there on time and safely is the key word.
Love it. Right on the company value, and you're living that every day. So thank you, Paul. Up next, we have, I think we have Kevin Shakes. Is that right, Darren?
Yep. Kevin, I'm going to click on you, and you're going to hit star 6.
Well, Kevin's unmuting there. I'm looking at his records, and he also has not had, he has a safety score of 0, which is perfect, and he has 329,000 safe miles driven and 357 loads, feeding 357 kids. So you ready, Kevin?
I'm here. How are all you guys doing there, ladies and gentlemen?
Doing great. Love doing this. Love every day.
Awesome. I have a question for all you executives. It's been on my mind, and just wondering with down the road in the next 10 years with autonomous trucks, being out on the road more and more. What are you all talking about in your strategies with the autonomous trucks? Are you guys going to be looking into purchasing them 10, 15 years down the road, maybe shorter? And if so, how's that going to involve us long-haul drivers? I'm guessing with these autonomous trucks, they're going to be using them probably for the majority of taking it, you know, in the middle, you know, not picking up, not dropping off, but the long hauls, which is what I do, and I'm wondering how that's going to affect my job down the road and other drivers' jobs.
Great question. I appreciate that, Kevin. And I'm happy to give the first opinion on that. So, you know, we, of course, are studying autonomous trucks. I look at autonomous trucks a little bit like I look at AI, which is, and this is not just as a company, but as an individual, you know, when I'm thinking about AI is, hey, this is an emerging technology. I have no control over whether it's going to be successful or widely adopted or not. I think, you know, I actually study this quite a bit. There are wide degrees of opinions from the biggest experts in the world on both subjects on how quickly or widely adopted either one will be. But in terms of AI, the way I think of it is, hey, if there's a technology that can make me better at my job and one of my peers or competitors is adopting that and I'm not thinking about it or in the right case adopting it, then I won't have a job anymore. And so, you know, we all need to be thinking about what can make us the best we can possibly be in our job. And as it comes to autonomous trucks, like, we know that there, with the trucks that are on the road right now, that there are limitations. For example, nobody's making an autonomous truck that knows how to navigate weather effectively, that can get through snow and ice. Most of the autonomous trucks that are out there right now are kind of like based on GPS guidance and, you know, really good at handling certain routes, but it hasn't gained widespread adoption at this point to be able to go everywhere. Now, will they overcome those things? My personal opinion is over time they will. I don't know how long that will be. You know, I think this is less of a CR England decision than a, you know, a worldwide adoption issue of when these technologies become widespread. Now, companies and people that ignore the reality around them can get left behind, and we don't want to let that happen. So we're constantly evaluating that and looking at it, but we are not in a position right now, I can tell you, Kevin, that we think anything is imminent. We're not making any immediate plans or any long-term plans right now to move in that direction, but we are evaluating and we'll continue to do so. So that's my viewpoint on it, but I can't predict what that's going to do to the driver market. A lot of people have said, hey, it's going to affect some runs, but not most others. And they might be right. I don't know. But again, we pay close attention and we try and be as informed as we can. And we try and take care of our family. And by that, I mean all of you. We want to make sure that we're all in this together and we're doing the right thing to try and help each other as circumstances change. So I'm sorry I can't be more specific than that, but I don't really have anything to announce there. That's for sure.
No. That's good. That's good. You know, if and when it comes down to making decisions and really, really looking into it, if you just give us a heads up, that'd be awesome. Letting us know that you're doing that.
Of course. Josh, I saw some body language from you. You want to chime in?
Yeah, just wanted to add also, and Kevin, you kind of mentioned it, that it looks like the way that autonomous vehicles will be adopted first would be for kind of hub-to-hub long-haul segments. That's where most of the pilots are. And then you team that up with drivers who then do the first mile and the last mile, you know, from those hubs. I think this there's a great possibility that's where it lands forever. Who knows how this is going to develop or if it's going to develop, but that's what the early pilots have mostly looked like. And so it's more of a teaming up with human drivers rather than displacing them fully. So in those pilots that we've studied up on. So it's an interesting area. It causes you to think through all the possibilities, but what we know so far is that they're not being designed to bump docks or to get fueled up or back into maintenance shops or anything like that. They're just doing the easy hub to hub kind of stuff so far. And on a very limited basis at that.
Right. That's what I've heard as well.
Well, good.
But, you know, five years down the road, it's gonna be different, I think. But yeah, well, I appreciate that all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. All right. Up next, we have a big one. It's Michael Rich, known as Big Slice, who is joining us. You can start to unmute. Big Slice has delivered 971 loads for us, and his safety score is perfect at zero as well. We're on quite a roll with safety scores on this call. You with us, Big?
Slice. Hit star six on your phone and make sure your headset is unmuted. I know you got it on. Hit star six. Come on, man. There we go.
Hello.
We got you.
Slice.
Okay. Hey, hey. Yeah, first of all, I want to congratulate my guys that's on the road team, Paul and Rob and Billy. These are some incredible resources we got in our company. And, like, one of the things that's helping me as I'm out here on this, helping out on these accounts on the Walmart account and this Country Fresh, the Mushroom account, is those kind of resources. And one of the things that's been helping me, and it started with me being a mentor, and as we were mentoring the over-the-road drivers, helping out on those, I started getting on all the OTR huddle calls. And those guys were such an incredible resource. So, and that's what made me start wanting to tighten my game up. And me, Rob, Paul, and all of us safety ambassadors in Colton, where we started putting out the red carpet for everybody fleet-wide, the company-wide, when you come to Colton, that you got resources, you got help. If you got mentees and you need help with them, you could come in and get help. And over the road, I started offering it to any drivers that just come through that need extra backing up training, tablet training, any kind of training. And so that's what I just want to congratulate those guys and let you know that we got some good guys on the road team now. We always had good guys, but these are incredible resources that we got to there. And if you're in Pennsylvania out here, I'm out here helping out. If you need help with backing or anything, we just company-wide, we got some good people. Billy over there at Casa Grande, he's a good helper. Everybody. Just want to extend that out to everybody in this company.
Well, that's generous of you. We missed you at the rodeo on Saturday. How's everything going for you out on the road right now?
Man, I tell you, I was spoiled on Dedicated. getting on this over the road, it actually gives me more understanding when I'm helping the drivers when they over the road and the frustrations they're dealing with DCs. It's given me such an incredible understanding that I could help them better instead of saying something. I know. I'm boots on the ground. I know what they go through. And one of the biggest things I'm learning as I'm out here is customer service is the number one. How you talk to the people at the gate. How do you talk to the people at the office? How do you treat them like where they sometimes they just bypass the lumper fee. Sometimes you get there, you'll get there a little late, and you the way you talk to them, they'll be like, you know what, we'll take you in. We have been having a bad day. The driver's been cussing us out. You came in very respectful. Matter of fact, just get on this door. We'll unload you right now. So that's one of the things I'm learning. And then really, really getting super tight on that goal. Get out and look. As you pulling up, they give you a door, and you get over there. I'm used to being at Walmart where there's nothing there for you. You still got to get out and look. But when you get to these accounts and get on these doors and you got two brand new trucks that you got to park in between, boy, you really got to get out and look. And I mean, it's 1,000% preventable on hitting somebody.
Love it. Slice, thank you for being out there and helping other people. And, you know, I'm thinking about the We Are Family value that we have, and what something you said reminded me of a quote that I read 2 days ago, and I looked it up, and here it is. It says, generally speaking, the most miserable people I know are those who are obsessed with themselves. The happiest people I know are those who lose themselves in the service of others. That's from Gordon B. Hinckley, and that's just such a true thought that when we're out there trying to help other people, it's so gratifying to us. And particularly those in our company, if we're treating each other like family, it will make us feel good about ourselves and what we do and bring us joy. And you're the epitome of that, Big Slice. Thank you for bringing joy to everybody around you and thinking of others first.
No problem. I'm here. That's what I say. If you're ever in the Colton Yard, man, the red carpet is out. If you're ever at Casa Grande, Billy, you got the red carpet out. We're trying to spread that company-wide. And if you guys have the opportunity to get on a lot of these huddle calls, find out what their numbers are. It's a lot of resources through this company that somebody could help you. But as always, you know, you could call us at the road team if you ever need something. Even if it's just somebody to talk to at night, like sometimes I get lonely out here. It ain't always got to be a problem. You just need somebody to get that extra 10, 15 miles to your stop, man. Give us a call.
All right. Thank you, Slice. We appreciate it. Thanks. Next up, we have Christopher Kevlin. Christopher, please push *6. Can you hear me?
Hello? Looks like we got him now.
Oh, there he is. Hello? Yeah, Christopher, thank you for your 220 loads in Children Fed that you've provided so far since last September when you started with us.
Thanks. Yeah, I got a, I don't know, about 5 months ago, there was some discussion about a fuel bonus program that was in a test phase. I didn't know there was any update on that.
Sure, we're happy to provide that. Ron, do you want to help us out with that one?
Sure, that fuel economy bonus program is still, it's in phase two of the test. It completes at the end of this month. It's OTR specific, and by the end of this month, we will have had every driver, at least that was working for OTR at the start of the program through that program, and we'll consolidate the results and make a decision on whether or not that's sustainable. I can tell you phase one of that was not, it did not make enough of a difference to justify continuing the bonus, but there's a reason we're doing phase two, and hopefully that will. But too early to call, but as it stands right now, we're in phase two, and that phase two is scheduled to end at the end of June.
The whole idea of that being if drivers could change performance to a degree that would save us money, we'd share that with them and allow the drivers that were able to improve on their fuel economy to reap the rewards of the better fuel economy that they achieved. And so that's what we've been testing.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Just wanted an update. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Christopher. Thanks for all you're doing.
Okay. Let's see. Who else we have here? We actually do not have any questions up on the board right now.
Ooh, that's so fun. That means I get a call on somebody to say something.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So let me know. Jump in, Darren, if we have somebody that's ready to talk.
Will do.
In the meantime, I'm going to make everybody nervous. And
Dusty's
got his hand up. What do you got for us, Dusty?
Stepping up.
You know, Chad, I had the chance to meet with Darren and the new road team guys. I think it was last Wednesday, just before the rodeo. And just with the break here, just wanted to, again, just give a shout out. I was actually, when I was meeting with them, actually, we talked a little bit about Big Slice. I had a chance a week or two ago to take a call from a driver that had left us, and he was wanting to come back. And unfortunately, when he left, he mishandled how he left, but he was, really desperate to get back. So he caught my ear as I was talking to him, because he mentioned multiple road team guys. And when he did that, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt, but that really changed my thought. I thought, here's a guy that is connected to some of these road team members that really are just so valuable to us. And when he mentioned their names, Big Slice being one of them, I then made an said, hey, we're going to give you another chance, and brought him back on. So just a big shout out to all the drivers. And you don't have to be a road team member to be a big impact to people. And I loved your quote, and just these examples and what happens on these calls. That's, we need everybody rowing together and helping each other out, whether it's taking care of the equipment, reporting things so that the next guy or next gal, is aware of maybe something they're going to get. It just takes everybody to do a little bit to help each other around. And it's just great to see the success stories, to see folks that, it's a hard job, and there's a lot to learn. And I love hearing these million mile guys talk about just doing the basics, and they're humble enough to know that they need to work hard and learn every day. They don't know everything, even though, like we got Baumgartner's run 5 million miles, but he was always learning. And so anyway, just big shout out with the break there. I thought I'd chime in and thank everybody and, give that a little example of what just happened to me.
Dusty, when did you start with Sierra and the Dusty?
Man, I'm coming up on 32 years.
Wow. Yeah. And so you know what you're talking about. You've been around a lot of drivers over that period of time. Mentor to so many in our ops team, and a leader for good for so long. So thanks for all that you do, Dusty, and thanks for stepping up to share that. I think we have somebody else calling in. Is that right, Darren?
Oh, I we thought do not.
I thought we not had him. All right. Well, I'm ready for something else then. Let's, Ricky Jett, I'm going to put you on the spot. Heard you say before the call that you're working on a startup. Why don't you tell us what you're working on out there?
Yes, sir. Well, we're currently opening up the Phoenix, Arizona, D.C. for Dollar Tree. So we've got Amber Harrison's in the main line of fire, cutting her teeth with some startup learning, but going pretty good as startups go. New building for the customer. Operating through Arizona, Southern California, and Utah. So we've got about 15 drivers helping out from across the dollar networks, and currently staffing up for that opportunity.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate all your work out there. All right, I'm going to buy about 2 more minutes for any bashful drivers that want to step up for a call. Otherwise, we'll end this thing early. In the meantime, I'm going to go to Carlos Tovar. Carlos is joining us from Querétaro, Mexico, and manages our team down there and the group down there. And I know you had your our summer party over the weekend, Carlos. Tell us about that and everything going on in Mexico right now. Oh, Might have caught him unaware. Okay, well, Luis, I know they had a great time. Great time down there. They were. They also celebrated the 15 million meals that we have fed to hungry children. All right, James Rhodes, you're going to be last up. You're a CDO holder, and you're calling from inside a truck. Why don't you explain your job, what you do to make us better every day? And you may be the last voice on this call, so let's hear from you.
Hey, well, good afternoon, everybody, and good afternoon, my brother and sister in the trucks out there. I'm James Rhodes. I'm the director of standards for the company. And what I do is I make sure all the schools are following the standards, the CR England policies, the standards, along with the state's standards and policies and guidelines. I'm also working with the fleets, you know, in the safety aspect of making sure that our onboarding is correct and following CR England policy and standards. And current, you know, lately I've been actually going to some of the dedicated sites doing live safety meetings. Mr. Jet, who was on the phone, on the call a few minutes ago, he's using me and abusing me, you know, within his fleets, which I love it. And it's getting me out there to talk and meet you, some of you drivers face to face. So now every time I'm out, you guys ask, how can you get your voice heard? And I tell you, this is the place to get your voice heard, so don't be shy. You know, Chad won't bite. But while I got your attention, I want to make sure that you guys are constantly in those mirrors in all of your maneuvers. Every 5 to 8 seconds, you should be scanning those mirrors, watching those tandems. And remember what I always tell you, if you ever lose sight of those tandems, stop, counter steer. Make sure you can get around whatever object you're trying to maneuver around. And if you need to, get out and look. Get out and look doesn't only work for backing. It works for any situation where you need to get a better sight, better visibility of what you're doing in that truck. And remember, safe and on time every time.
Awesome. How about that for just off the cuff from James Rhodes. Thank you, James. Thanks for all that you do every day to make the standard be the standard. And we got Rob Carter raising his hand. What do you got for us, Rob?
Hi, how you guys doing today? My name is Robert Carter. I've been with the company for 8 going on 9 years. I'm the safety captain out here in California over the WA's, WD, and WM fleet. Just wanted all the drivers to know, as well as the fleet managers, we have a red carpet open for you guys. If you guys have drivers or mentors who need help, who want to put their pride to the side and get some learning, some experience on pre-tripping, backing, just account specifics, we have an open door policy for all our drivers and mentors. Just reach out and we'll get it taken care of.
Love that. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for your positivity. I love putting the idea of putting your pride to the side. Let's find ways to get good together and embrace the idea of there's no dumb questions. We got to work together to get better every day, right? And that's a big thing in life. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Robert.
No problem.
All right. Do we have anybody else who wants a chance?
No, sir.
All right. Well, with that, I'm not one to waste time. We will wrap up the call. I guess we didn't have anybody to complain today. So all positivity today. And I don't mind smiling a little bit. So that's good news. So thank you all for everything that you're doing, whether you're a driver, whether you're supporting drivers, whether you're managing different parts of our company. We appreciate all of you. We love you. We're thankful to have you be part of the family. So with that, we will say goodbye and wish you all a great day. Thanks, everybody.